From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In Mali's capital, Bamako, officials say two gunmen also died after attacking a hotel on Friday. Mariama Diallo reports two Al-Qaeda affiliates are claiming responsibility.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to Al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Security forces in Cameroon say at least 10 people were killed in a suicide attack carried out by suspected members of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Today's blast in the far northern region of Cameroon marked the deadliest attack by Boko Haram, which has also targeted Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria in recent months. Meantime, heavily armed security forces are patrolling streets and subways that are closed in Belgium's capital today as the government there warned of a risk of attacks similar to the multiple terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people 8 days ago. Prime Minister Charles Michel said today the terror alert level is now Category 4 in response to quite precise information about the risk of an attack and over concerns that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack, perhaps even in several places. This is VOA News.